You're tuned in to Steve Megatron on Altered Geek.
Hello and welcome to Altered Geek. I'm your host, Steve Megatron Phillips. On this episode of the podcast, I'll be covering a plethora of topics, ranging from just things that I'm geeking out to right now, that are kind of keeping me uplifted and interested in things. One of the things I'm going to be kind of covering is kind of things I talked Star Trek The Next Generation, Captain Picard new show on the latest Future Imperfect, which will release on Tuesday. And myself and Birdman kind of went through our thoughts on what the series will do, how it will go. And so there's a lot of discussion on that front and our thoughts on the Kelvin universe with Chris Pine not coming back as Kirk. So there's that. The other thing I kind of noticed is my wife and I were talking about education for the kids and the fact that the different learning styles that there are. And like my wife was an all A student. I was a student if I felt like it. If I didn't and didn't have the motivation or I felt it was beneath me, I didn't do it in school. And I kind of changed that tune when I got into college, because college, I didn't have to try as much on college. Very similar to high school. Like, they tell you that college is like infinitely hard, but if you're good at things or figuring things out, then it's not that big of a deal. But I also think that because I was 10 years older when I went to college, as opposed to when I was getting out of high school and going into college, I think that your mental capacity changes, so you're able to handle things differently. So I was talking to my wife, and by the way, I did get A's and B's like in college. It was just, it was a totally different situation. But anyways, so I was talking to my wife, and she was telling me how she can't seem to remember things. Like, she was an all-A student, but at the same time, she crammed the information she needed, and it was kind of on this short-term memory, and then it purged. So she doesn't remember a lot of the stuff from schooling. And I remember things that interested me. So, like, a lot of the math I didn't really grasp, and I really don't do well with math anyway. I mean, I can do the general stuff that you would need in every day, like if you're working in a store, doing inventory, doing that kind of stuff. But, like, it, just the advanced stuff, you know, I know what I need to do as far as when I'm cutting something for woodworking, for my house, or for doing my jobs. But, like, the advanced stuff, I never picked up on. But she's teaching and she's homeschooling our children. And so we're getting this new element where she's getting to relearn a lot of things that she'd forgotten or just can't simply remember. And we were talking about an article that she wrote for her senior exit project, which they didn't have those when I was graduating. That was something that they invented for the next school year in the following year. And so she had to do, as a part of her senior project for the exit of being a senior, she had to write a paper. And it was something that you know, she felt strongly about. And she wrote about how media was going to become a giant wasteland. And it was kind of interesting because she wrote it in 2006. And I was digging through a hard drive because I back everything up for an obscene amount of time. Like, I have things that date back to like 1986 on these drives. And so I was telling her about this, and she's like, I honestly don't remember writing that. And I was like, yeah, I remember. I read it recently, and so it like came back into my memory. But yeah, it's amazing this amount of stuff you forget when you get older, and what matters from school and what doesn't, what goes into your daily function and what doesn't. So we were talking about different educational concepts because she's teaching him alphabet, word association with the alphabet, with the sounds and numbers and, you know, addition and subtraction. So some of that stuff's coming into play. And he's, mind you, we're homeschooling and he's in kindergarten, so it's kind of a different object lesson. So it's kind of, it's really interesting, but it's fun at the same time. Seeing him excited about school and that my wife is getting to kind of relearn some of it along the way, and get excited because she really liked school. And so I was telling her, because I guess she wants him to start learning the states and the capitals soon, or at least getting familiar with some of it. And then she's like, and then I don't even know about the countries. And I was sitting here going, you know, I know a voice actor that sang about this stuff. I says, granted, there's some songs that are kind of questionable in Animaniacs. And yes, I'm talking about Rob Paulsen singing the Nations of the World, which was updated again in 2017 by Randy Rogel and Rob Paulsen and re-sung with the new countries instead of the ones that don't exist anymore since the 90s. So we went through, and I was telling her, I says, honestly, I said, if you want him to learn the countries of the world, I said, he needs to listen to that clip. Like, it's clean. It's strictly, you know, learning it, and it's in a song form. So, like, United States, Canada, Mexico, Panama, Haiti, Jamaica, Peru. Like, that's all I can remember of it, like, beyond that, because it starts getting more advanced and faster, and I haven't listened to it recently, so I'm sure I could pick it up again. But then there's the states and the capitals, which is, Blanchard's interviewed him too on the podcast. Can't remember his name, but he plays Wacko. He's part of Rock Sugar band and the lead singer. So anyways, he does the states and the capitals. And I was telling my wife, you know, that's another option that he can listen to and kind of get the grasp of the concept there. And like the space one, you know, and he says, you forgot about your anus. I wouldn't play that for him just because of that alone. Because I don't want it really being dirty when he's trying to be educated. Like, yeah, it should be fun, but at the same time, like, there's some stuff that's questionable in Animaniacs if you catch it and you're an adult. Like, I didn't catch a lot of that when I was a kid. Granted, I thought Uranus was hilarious because I knew, you know, the reference. But the kids don't, and so I'm trying to kind of, not that I'm trying to shield them from things or kind of bubble-wise them, but I'd like them to have a strong foundation to where, like, yeah, they'll think it's a little funny, but it won't be, like, that big of a deal, like, immature laughing at it like I did when I was a kid. So, because there's certain words that even still today, like, I'll just laugh because it just sounds funny to me. Because of when I was a kid, I was one of those kids that sat around with the other kids in class, and we would look at the dictionary and find words that we thought looked funny, and then we'd start laughing about it hysterically. And so it's, you know, very immature, but, you know, it was that time, when Beavis and Butthead was on TV and everything else. So, but yeah, so we were going over the whole schooling concept, and I remembered that because I had seen earlier in the day something about Rob Paulsen and the Nations of the World pop up in Twitter, and I was like, you know, this would be a great learning experience for the kid when he gets a little bit older. So so I thought that was kind of an interesting topic there. And then the other thing I'm going to talk about is the DC Universe. Scanner 51 says that it's supposed to come out. He let us know September 15th. I have not had a chance yet to watch the Kevin Smith special for the Universe feature. I know that they're going to have, like, 2,500 curated comics, among other, like, HD remasters. We've got Batman the Animated Series getting remastered with CRISPR imaging on everything. So it just looks infinitely better than the DVDs do. So I'm looking forward to it, but I don't think I'll be picking it up. I would love to get it, like, special editioned, and same thing with, like, any of the Batman Beyond content, but I don't really want to dump money on the stuff I've already purchased once. I get it, it's HD, and it's higher quality, but the same token, I don't want to spend any more money on it. So, I mean, if it's on the DC Universe and I end up signing up for that, which isn't relatively expensive, and I'll go that route and kind of check it out. I know that a lot of the series are going to drop when the service starts, but Titans will start like a month later. I'm not real sure how I want to go about, like, none of those series really have me captivated to where I want to see them. I'm interested on some of them, like the Doom Patrol. Like, I could care less about Swamp Thing. The Harley Show, I could care less about. And like, the Titans show, I want to like it. And it has nothing to do with casting or anything else, but I'm just kind of sick of DC's dark nature of content that they keep wanting to peddle. You know, like, F Batman. Like, okay, you know, I get it. Like, he's supposed to be mad. Like, Dick Grayson's supposed to be mad at Batman at this point and, like, separated from him. But kind of like, you know, Robin did when he was, like, never again in Batman Animated Series and then he became Nightwing. But I don't really want... I don't really want to pick up any new shows, for one. And two, like, I don't want to pick up anything that's, like, dark and depressing. There's enough of that in the world. Enough of that on social media. I really don't want to sit and watch it. So I'm kind of staying away from a lot of that stuff anymore. Like, CW, I'm watching the shows that are on there. But once those start going away, I'm not going to watch any more of those. Like, I've signed off Supernatural. Like, it's gotten so dark. And then it's just kind of a run-on series, which... you know, we kind of talked about on, you know, the previous Altered Geek, and I don't really care to pick up any more new shows. Like, Last Man Standing I'm going to pick up because it's a revival of the show that was already on. It's just basically like it skipped a season. So I'll watch that, but as far as, like, you know, Big Bang Theory's ending, so, you know, I won't be replacing it with anything else. I already said Young Sheldon didn't even appeal to me. So there's a lot of stuff going on, and I at this point don't want to pick up any new shows unless it's something that's, like, absolutely something I want to see. Like, any of the Star Trek content that's coming for CBS All Access has me 100% interested. Even if I'm apprehensive to want to subscribe or to do the service, I would pay for it, being I would have year-round Star Trek content. And the Captain Picard show is, like, the main draw for me. Discovery would be kind of secondary to it, because I do enjoy what I've seen of season two so far as, like, the trailer, and some of the information. But the same token, like, I don't want to go that route, with, a lot of new shows anymore. So it's kind of, I'm just not really picking up new shows at this point. So I'm watching some movies selectively here or there. I'm watching more documentaries. I think I'm trying to, like, clean the visual palette, as it were, to more uplifting and happier toned content. That's not, because, I mean, I sit, you know, if you're on the social media at all during the day, like, it's just, there's somebody constantly complaining, or a barrage of people. I've had to either start muting people, or I've had to start unfollowing people just because I don't want to see it. Like, I get it. People are mad at the politics. I get it. People are mad at the president. I get it. People are mad at, you know, this situation and that situation, which if we all put all that garbage aside and we started acting like freaking human beings equals like they do in Star Trek, all this crap would go away. If they'd stop talking about it and bringing up all of these issues, it just physically coexist like kids do. Like, elementary school children don't piss and moan and battle as much as grown adults do in today's age. It's ridiculous. We're adults. Like, you would think that there would be some kind of civil, you know, way of speaking. Look at, you know, the Next Generation. Look at, you know, a lot of the Star Trek. Yes, there's arguments, but majority of them, they get along. Like, it's not... You know, there's that diplomaticness, you know, you put aside your personal feelings and work towards the greater good instead of, you know, so you kind of get what I'm saying in this. I think it's just a downer, and I think it's tiring to go into the dark television shows or dark films all the time. And I think that's why Marvel does so decent, is because, yeah, it's paint by numbers with the films, but they're all more uplifting and more brightly colored than a lot of that stuff. So you get more of the enthusiasm, the happiness with it, instead of, like, just feeling like you've just watched, you know, your best friend get murdered. Like, it's depressing. So I really don't feel like picking up any more content like that. So we'll see what it does when DC Universe comes out, what, you know, I'll try it. if they have a trial or something and see how it goes. Like, I really don't want to sign up for a year to get 3 months free because I don't know if I want to pay for a whole year. And really, I, like I said, there's a lot that I could do without. So it doesn't bother me to go without certain shows or remasters. So what do you guys think on some of these topics, on the education or on the DC Universe or dark programming in general? Just let me know in the comments. Let me know on Twitter at Altered Geek or at SCP21. Get in the conversation with me there. This is going to be a little bit of a shorter episode. I really wasn't planning on recording one for this edition of or this day. But I decided kind of last minute I wanted to do one and kind of talk about a couple of things that were on my mind instead of necessarily jumping into like newsy or articles in that regard. So there'll be something fun planned. I know myself and Dodd are going to be doing another one of the creative films on Tuesday. So look forward to that. And so until next time, get altered, get geeky with the Altered Geeks.
With Car Guru's Discover, you can skip the filters and describe what you're looking for in your own words. Simply type what you want, and Car Guru's Discover instantly surfaces real listings that match your exact needs. It's no wonder Car Guru's is the number one most visited car shopping site, according to SimilarWeb's estimated traffic data. Buy or sell your next car today with Car Guru's at CarGurus.com. Go to CarGurus.com to make sure your big deal is the best deal. That's CarGurus.com. CarGurus.com.